Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says pipe is the best way to transport fuel after admin canceled Keystone Pipeline. By Jacob Bliss on May 12, 2021. Department of Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm admitted during a press briefing on the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack Tuesday the best way to transport fuel across parts of the country is pipelines. Despite the fact that the Biden administration has revoked pipeline permits, including Keystone XL. Amid the ongoing fuel shortage throughout the East Coast from the cyber attack, Granholm said pipe is the best way to go when transporting fuel. Contradicting President Joe Biden's first day in office on which he revoked the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. What is the feasibility of using rail cars to transport fuel into the affected areas? A reporter asked, adding, I know that's being looked at. Granholm admitted, pipe is the best way to go. But we'll have to wait until their analysis is done from the Department of Transportation, DOT, which is looking into other options. The secretary continued. These are not easy solutions because there may or may not be the right rail cars. There may not or may not be the deep water ports available for the Jones Act to be able to respond. So this particular area of the country there. This is why we have doubled down on ensuring that there's an ability to truck oil in, gas in. But it's, the pipe is the best way to go. And so that's why, hopefully, this company, Colonial, will, in fact, be able to restore operations by the end of the week as they have said. Breitbart News previously reported, on the first day of President Joe Biden's administration, he kept his campaign promise as he revoked the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline, which in turn killed thousands of jobs. Biden revoked the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline, as promised. In so doing, he killed some 11,000 direct jobs that the pipeline's construction was to have created, and an estimated 60,000 indirect jobs in secondary, related industries. Over 1,000 workers already on the job, mostly union workers, will be laid off as a result of the decision, even if it is litigated, as many expect it will be, in the courts. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak said, Biden may have set a single-day record for the number of jobs killed by an American president. Hackers caused a pipeline operator to shut down Friday after stealing a large amount of data before locking computers with ransomware. The pipeline is a critical source of fuel that runs 5,500 miles up the east coast of the United States.